Greetings in Jesus' name on this 12th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2019. It's currently in the 30s outside, and it's a beautiful day, and temperatures rising all the way to around 39 today, which is warm for us. And we're grateful to the Lord for how He's already blessed today. I've been at it early, just got back from teaching the Bible class, and now after this broadcast, I'll be headed back down to put up sheetrock. And we've insulated everything on yesterday and did some carpentry work and now some sheetrock work, and that's going to be good today as we work on that and labor and for Christ and in that area. And then that will take us all day long, then staff meeting today and continuing to work in the different projects around the ministry, a special meeting tonight with the Civil Air Patrol. And so it's just going to be a good day. I hope that you are excited about what God is doing in your life and how He is blessing and moving and stirring. Oh, yes, we need a mighty sweeping revival to come through and to do a great work in our hearts as we are serving King Jesus. In your Bibles today, I want you to take your Bibles and look with me in Proverbs chapter number 4 and verse number 23, where the Bible says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence." What does that imply? It implies that that our heart is very important. And the heart, the inner man, the very soul of man, that is what controls every aspect of our life. We are to keep our heart with all diligence. The Bible definition here for keep is the idea of guarding your heart. That implies that somebody or something is after our heart. And my friend today, Satan is after our heart. He would desire to destroy us. He would desire to devour us. He hates our guts. He wants to get rid of us. He's tired of our witness. He's tired of our families being strong. He's tired of our churches being strong. He's tired of everything in our life being orderly. He wants it to be disorderly. He wants to bring confusion. And so Satan would want to take our heart, but we are to keep our heart. We're to guard against our heart. There is someone who is after our heart, and that is Satan. He wants to destroy us, but we are to keep it. And through Christ, we can do all things. Through Christ, we can keep our heart with all diligence. We can devote ourselves in a great and in a mighty way to making sure that our heart is the way it ought to be. We are to keep our heart with all diligence. Someone is after our heart. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants our heart to be what it needs to be. But Satan tries to get after it, and we need to keep it. We need to guard against it. Not just someone, but something is after our heart. We're pulled this way and we're pulled that way, and all of the different things of life begin to chip away at our heart, and we're not able to keep it. And when we don't keep our heart, things unravel and it gets very ugly. So the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And so out of it means that you can put something into it. What are you putting into your heart? Because if we're not keeping it without all diligence, out of it are the issues of life. And the issues of life will spiral out of control if we don't keep our heart with all diligence. And so what's coming out of your heart today? What does it look like? Your actions describe what's in your heart. If your actions are ugly, then your heart is ugly. If your actions are godly, then your heart is godly. You've kept it with all diligence. But if you haven't kept it with all diligence, you begin to have bad things that come out of your heart and ugly things that come out of your heart. Many people put in your heart every single day rap music or rock music. And you might be listening to Christian radio today, but privately on your iPod or on your phone, you have bad music that's stolen away there and that's been downloaded secretly. And now you're listening to that, and in your heart is coming wickedness. And many of you put into your heart wicked games and wicked different things that you're involved in, wicked entertainment, and all of that is being put in there. And then out of it are the issues of life. No wonder that there's great catastrophes that are going on in our day. We must keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. I pray you have a Christ-filled day, and we look forward to talking with you again and preaching and teaching again here on this radio station tomorrow.